There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, there's a new app out today. Or actually, it was out yesterday. We just didn't get to it yesterday. Basically, this is kind of spring cleaning for your Facebook account. So, basically, it will. It's called Clear. Was created by a guy whose name was Ethan Zarhor. After he was fired from a top job in politics for offensive Facebook posts, it will automatically scan for possible offensive terms such as gay, as well as swear words. The app scans your language for negative-sounding or angry posts, and once posts are flagged, you can opt to delete them directly without the app. It works with Instagram and Twitter. And they're testing at this moment at HeyClear, HeyClear.com. Dear. I mean, that's a sign of the times, don't you think?
Yeah.
An app so that your idiotic responses aren't going to come back and haunt you. Well, and the point is that, I mean, sarcasm isn't going to get picked up, right?
Right.
It's, and if you say, wow, you're really a sweetie pie, sugar plum, that's, it's not going to be picked up. And if you're being sarcastic to somebody who's responded to you, I mean, this is, they said every millennial is now entering the workforce and maybe even a senior position. And everything that they've said online for the last 10 years is still there. And that's a new thing for this generation. Like, wake up and smell the eggshells, the coffee grounds, and the cantaloupe rinds, folks. I've been saying this for what, like, at least a decade. Of what people put on Facebook is much more than what the NSA will ever figure out about any of us. All right, folks, you need to understand that what you think is cute when you're 15 may not be considered quite so cute when you're 25, let alone your employer. All right, so. Speaking of which, you were going to do an email here?
Yes.
All righty.
This is an email from Jacqueline, and Jacqueline says, Dr. Joy, I love your program. I have to listen to it on podcast, and I think you rock.
Well, thank you.
She says, both of my parents are deceased. My mom died when I was 17. Alcohol and water don't mix. My father died recently. Before my dad died, he reluctantly confirmed my suspicion that my mom wanted to abort me. My mom provided no early childhood education and no nurturing. I never remember being held or touched in a positive way. Even when I was sick, no comfort. Do you have any advice for me to get over my anger, resentment, and grief at what was absolute neglect by this woman? I have already been in therapy, but I never really focused on this. My future was seriously affected by the lack of childhood teaching and nurturing.
Okay. First of all, your dad is a horse's patootie. I mean, that's really inappropriate to say. I mean, I have no idea what the circumstances were. But, I mean, you're a grown woman now, and I don't know whether you have children. I don't know if you've ever been pregnant unexpectedly. But the notion that, oh, gee, I may not want to be pregnant right now has probably occurred to everybody, or almost everybody who was ever pregnant, which doesn't mean, I mean, the point is she didn't abort you, all right? And your father telling you that is really tacky. And inappropriate and self-serving. So I think you really need to kind of take that out of the... and your mother may not have been the world's best mom. You may not have been an easy child to be snuggly with. I mean, look, that's then. What you need to do now is make up, instead of making a list of being angry with your mom or even angry with your dad, which I think is probably a better placed... kind of notion, as you know, 17-year-olds, because you've been there, and if you're ever around a 17-year-old, people are not the world's easiest people to get along with, number one. Number two, 17-year-olds and their moms are notoriously at each other's throat. And I'm sorry that the two of you didn't have the time to sort through what very likely could have been a significantly different and hopefully better relationship than you have now. But what you need to do, and let me give you an example, which maybe is a little easier to look at because it's not directly you. When my daughter was young, we lived cross country. We lived a very far distance away from both sets of grandparents. And I didn't grow up I had three sets of grandparents, but for most of my life, did not grow up around any of them. When I was in high school, I guess junior high school and high school, I was around two sets of them. But, you know, by then you're, and then I had lots of brothers and sisters, and they had lots of grandchildren. So, and I really had fantasized and idealized, I think, what a relationship with grandparents should be. And so I wanted this for my daughter. But we lived very far away from both sets of grandparents. And one set of grandparents were never going to be the touchy-feely, you know, idealized. And the other had, even they lived very far away. And I had lots of brothers and sisters. And they had grandchildren who were around them. And to a certain extent, they were very hands-on around those grandchildren. But my daughter and I live very far away. And we just didn't have the money to sort of be there. I mean, look, the grandparent that my parents were best at were my nieces in particular that lived like 10 minutes away. And so they saw them on a, if not daily, at least weekly basis. And there was just no way to compete with that. But what I understood was I really wanted that relationship, probably partially for myself, but mostly for my daughter. So what I did was I looked around for people that were kind of grandparent-y age and had a situation where they were the kind of people who wanted to nurture, that for whatever reason, either they didn't have children, they didn't have grandchildren, or they were as far away from their grandchildren as I was from my daughter's grandparents, and kind of adopted them. And, you know, invited them to my daughter's, you know, events, whether it was graduation from her swim class when she was 6 weeks old, or had them over for holidays. And they became surrogate grandparents to her. And you could argue, well, yeah, but that's not the same. And it isn't. But it was close. And it sort of served that need. It also not only served my daughter's needs, but served mine a little bit, in that there was somebody to make a fuss over my child, to be with around on holidays of another generation, to have that additional wisdom that somebody who's already been there and done it, or at least potentially experienced it, brings to the party. And so what I'm saying at this moment is figure out what it is that you would like to someone to do for you now. And I don't want to hear you whine of, yeah, but that was then and this is now, because you can't undo that. But what you can do is figure out, for example, an older person, an older woman, who might be willing to go to movies with you, or teach you to knit, or go to fashion shows with you, or tell you to help you to go shop for a bathing suit, or go and have a mani-pedi with you, or even spend Mother's Day with you. You spend Mother's Day with her. So I think what we can do is replicate what we want in this life. And it's, again, one of my mantras is to be specific. And the more specific you are, the more specific you're going to be able to sort of serve this need. But I do think that you need to put your father's really very wicked comment in context, in that your mother may have not been a terribly nurturing person, but in fact she did not abort you. And there were women who did, who decided for whatever reason that they could not bring up a child, and your mother did. And she may not have been terrific, but she probably did the best she could. And she probably didn't bear you the ill will that you think she did. And I'm not, again, you know, I think you did. I don't remember if you said your father was alive or not. I think you said just before he died. But you have to remember, just before people die, they are not necessarily their most cogent self. If he's still alive, I would sort of ask him why he told you that, because it's, you know, I mean, as I said, my joke with my daughter at one point was, we were talking about children, and she said, well, you know, I love my dogs, but I'm not, you know, every once in a while I think about leaving them beside the road. And I said, oh, honey, I felt that way about you all the time. And I was partially kidding and partially not. But the point is that parenting is a tough job, and most of us are ill-prepared to do it. So what you need to do is figure out what you need replicated in your life and go about achieving that. Okay? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good good point. 855-993-7569. Christine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's a thrill to be talking to you and an honor. I just wish it wasn't about a problem. I have a question with regards to a 14-year-old son, my 14-year-old son. He's a child of divorce, remarried, divorced for 7 years, remarried for two. And he has asked permission to go to his father's 50th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And his father and I had a nasty divorce and haven't had very good communication in the interim. And my son waited for a response, and I said, listen, you can go from this time to this time. And very politely, very democratically, very maturely, he decided to look me in the eye last night and say, Mom, I'm sorry. I didn't want it to come to this. I didn't want to be this guy. I don't want to be that teenager. But I'm going to go to the party, and I'm going to stay till it's done. And that's it. And it took me back because I thought, wow, he's really telling me he's going to do it whether I like it or not, but he's not slamming the door, he's not swearing at me, he's not yelling at me, and he's being very diplomatic about it. And I've got a conundrum, I'm stuck. I didn't know what to say.
Fair enough. All right, let's walk through this. Let me start with why the divorce?
Controlling, abusive, verbally, etc.
So it was your choice to leave?
Yes, ma'am.
And he fought it?
No, he didn't fight it because I believe there was things that he was going on with as well. So
why was the divorce so unpleasant if you wanted out and he didn't fight you on it?
Well, let me give you a quick rundown of personality. He doesn't like to lose, and so therefore the entire thing, everything became a constant argument, a fight, so that he basically could be on top. I want to win. Small things.
Right, so what were the issues that became argumentative?
Oh, anything from the time for drop-off to the location for drop-off to an after-school activity to how much hockey was going to cost to, we're going to do this kind of hockey, not that kind of hockey. And it was just every little tidbitty thing. It's almost just to be difficult on purpose, I guess.
So what was your stance about these, to fight him on it or just to go along with it?
Well, I used to go along with everything. And then I got divorced, and I started to stand up a little bit more. Well, he wasn't used to that. So by standing up a little bit more and sort of not just saying, yes, okay, I started to say, well, you know what, how about not that because of this? And he didn't like that. So he didn't like to lose.
So give me an example. Has there been anything recent that the two of you have disagreed about?
Yes, recently... there was, he tried to change some sort of visitation for Christmas time through the court, which he lost. But it came down to he wanted it altered from the original separation agreement, and the court said, no, we're not doing that.
But that wasn't a disagreement with you because he went through the courts and the court said no.
The court said no, but it was... I was not agreeing to what he wanted to do, so he took it one step farther, one step farther, one step farther, to a point where I had a lawyer and waited.
All right, Shiver, listen. I hear that. Let me just give you sort of a philosophical overview, and then I'm going to deal specifically with your issue that I know you want to deal with here. But this
okay.
is kind of, and you're not going to necessarily be thrilled with me at this moment, but see if you can kind of, pardon? You're new coming in, all right.
I know, I'm phoning to get exactly what I know you're going to say. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right, here's the deal. Because we're going to deal with this on two different levels. One is your level with your son, and one is your level with your ex. And they're not separate. As I think you understand on a gut level, because that's what you told me in the fact that his stance comes around his father's birthday party. It's not coincidental, but it's they're part and parcel of the same thing. I hear that you rolled over and played dead for a long time and then decided not going to do that anymore. But as I'm sure you're aware, because if nothing else, you watch your kid. And he's doing a pretty good job of it, incidentally. When we go from being childlike to standing up for ourselves, quite often we haven't found the middle ground. We don't know exactly what to do. And because it's unfamiliar to us, the best metaphor I can give you is Fashion Week. When those designers put that stuff on the runway, the assumption is not that anybody's going to buy that outfit. First of all, those women are coat hangers. Second of all, nobody's going to wear those. But they're giving you an idea. And so you get that idea, and the idea of a designer is, we have to do something new because I want to sell new stuff. If it looks like last year's, they're just going to buy last year's stuff, or if they've already bought, they're going to buy anything new. So the whole point is to do something different. So somebody will buy something, and so they exaggerate. And then what happens in the store is some kind of middle ground between people who like Calvin Klein and people who are not going to wear feathers in their eyebrows. All right? And that's the idea.
Okay.
You got feathers in your eyebrows, I'm afraid, right now. Just and I get that for years you were the doormat, and you don't want to be a doormat anymore, but between a doormat and fighting about everything is a middle ground. And I think my sort of, and I know it's been a while, but I think, and unfortunately, you have a new marriage, and so you've got a colleague on your side who's saying, don't let him get away with this. You need to not listen to that, because your current husband has a vested interest in being supportive on your side, and being opposed to his rival who was there first. So you have to discount, and which means probably not share with your husband what's going on, because he's not going to be he's only got two choices. He's got three choices. One is to be silent, which you're not going to go along with. One is to try and negotiate with you, which you're also not going to be happy with, because you're going to say, whose side are you on? So his only stance is to say, you're right, get him, go for his jugular. And that may also fit into your husband's agenda, because men tend to be a little bloodthirsty around rivals and whatever. So you're going to have to discount that. All right, which means that you need to have some other resource, and it could be a girlfriend who is
Dr.
his
Joy.
Objective. Exactly. I was going to point, of me saying, Christine. All right, so having said that, you need to put that somewhere in your, you know, left or right cortex, or your corpus callosum, or wherever you're going to, or your left earlobe, wherever it's going to be accessible to you, to say, wait a minute, is this really worth fighting for? Because we're not dealing with philosophy here, we're dealing with life. And sometimes if he says, well, I want to pick him up at 3, and you're saying, damn it, it's supposed to be 2, you can either say, look, 3 is fine, or 2:30 would work for me, you tell me which will work best. Which instantly makes you not, you know, not a doormat, but reasonable, and not having feathers in your eyebrows, because you're not saying, okay, whatever he wants, I'm against. All right, so that's all right. Now let's move on to young son.
Yes.
All right, when we come back, what I want you to tell me is what time the party is, what time you said, and what time he wants. And then I've got another little thrilling thing to bring to the mix as well. So stay tuned for me. I know you can hardly wait. Your palms are sweaty. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs? Without a radio signal or internet, just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN Live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. We're talking with Christine, who's divorced for 7 years, remarried for two, has a 14-year-old son who wants to go to his daddy's 50th birthday party, and Christine said okay. What hours did you okay, and what hours does he want to go?
The party apparently begins around 4-ish, and he's not sure when it'll go to, and I allowed 4 till 7:30, which is a regular visitation night on a non-custodial week.
And he wants to stay till when?
It's done.
Wants, Does he want to do sleep stay over?
No, he just suggested that he wanted to stay till it was finished.
How's he going to get home?
That's a good question. I asked him the same thing. I said, well, if you're, you know, bound and determined to go no matter what, have you thought of an arrangement as to how to get home? Well, I'll walk. No, he won't walk.
Well, how far is it?
Yeah. You know, and now he's desperate for, he's getting one thing out of the way, I think, and he's not obviously thought the full plan through.
Well, that's okay. But then, look, all right, first of all, basically he's right. I mean, this is a party, and he's going to feel like he's a baby if he has to come home at 7:30. So, and I think you're asking, first of all, I think kudos to your kid, because he's not slamming out. He's not being sneaky.
Yeah.
He's saying, Mom, look, this is important to me, and we need to, and you know, I mean, he's got feathers in his eyebrows too. He's because he hasn't really figured out exactly how to negotiate yet. But he's doing a relatively good job considering he's brand new at this and he's 14, and you're his mom. So he said, look, this, because if he were a little older, what he might say is, Mom, look, this is, you know, a once in a 50-year event. Coming home at 7:30 is kind of silly, or, you know, I'd really like to stay until 10:30 or 11, and what I need to do is figure out either how to get home or to spend the night and have you pick me up the next day. But, I mean, that would be giving him, I mean, you know, 40-year-olds don't talk like that, so he hasn't done a terrible job, and I think you're wise for not sort of responding and saying, I'm the mom, you're not going to tell me what to do. So good for you.
No.
All right, so the question is, how do we work this out? And I think you've asked him the legitimate questions of, okay, how far away is his dad from where you are?
About 15 minutes.
Okay. So that's in a car or walking?
That's a car.
All right, so he's obviously too young to drive. So I would say to him, when is the actual event?
Friday.
Okay. I would say to him, why don't you come up with some suggestions? And the suggestions could be anything from, presumably you can call a cab. Does he have an allowance? Does he have any access to money?
He has access to money, yes. He did mention calling a cab as well.
Okay, good.
Already.
One is that he could arrange to spend the night and that you pick him up the next day,
right,
which you presumably would be willing to go along with. But I'd let him work this out, and good for you for not sort of doing your feathers in the eyebrows, saying, okay, you know, if that's the way you feel. All right, so let him, he's got till Friday, meaning 2 days from now, Friday?
Yeah,
okay.
Figure it out, right.
And I might go to him rather than, I mean, look, this isn't, what you're trying to do is teach him negotiation skills, which, again, is not your strong suit. So the two of you get to learn it together, and you can say that to him. You can say,
Look,
let me tell you, this isn't my strong suit either, but you're doing a better job than I'm doing, in that you were careful about it, and you neither rolled over, played dead. You weren't sneaky about it. You were very clear about it. So let's figure out what makes most sense. And so I think it's perfectly okay to sit down with him and say, you know, I could just leave this to you, but let's talk about it together. Let's negotiate this, because you're doing a really good job, but I'm learning from it and you're learning from it. And that's going to make this whole thing something that will be not only not negative to either of you, but a wonderful starting point for both of you. You've really, he's launched himself into a positive adolescence, and he's going to bring you along with him.
Absolutely, and I'm absolutely blessed by that. I have no doubt in my mind. I guess my fear is now that if he's sitting in his room, well, that was easy. I'm going to continue to do that again.
Well, but don't do that. But don't do that, because
okay.
I mean, it wasn't easy. That he had a stomach ache. It took him a long time to do
it. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Again, this is don't put those feathers back in your eyebrow. This is how to negotiate, and what you could, and you can even point out to him. You can say to him, "Look, I think you did a relatively good job. You're not very good at negotiation. I'm terrible at it. But let's talk about a way that this might have been easier for both of us." And you can do that. I would get the issue about the transportation on Friday taken care of first. But then I think you go back to him, go take a walk with him and say, look, you did a great job. You did a much better job than if I could have done that. I don't even think I'd say if I could have done that with your father, we'd probably still be together, because that's, you know, He wishes that that was the case, and that's not the point. The point is that he's a better negotiator than you are, that he is a nice combination of his father's clarity about what he wants and your sensitivity about wanting to not, you know, offend people. And so he's better at it. He's going to be your guru in this about how to do it. But you can also point out to him, look, if you come to me and said, Mom, 7:30 is baby time. I'm going to feel embarrassed. I want to be there. I'm his son. I'm not a baby anymore. And let's talk about either that I can get a cab, or you tell me the latest you'd be willing to pick me up, or that that I'll get a ride with a friend, or that I'll spend the night. And that might have been a better way of doing it rather than saying I'm going to do this no matter what, because that just puts both of our hackles up. But get the other thing negotiated first. All right, now let me tell you what I promised to tell you, which presumably your stomach has been hurting about since I said I was going to do it. At some point, your son is very likely to say to you, Mom, I want to go live with Dad for a while.
Okay.
And I think this may be the warning shot across your bow, which is not unreasonable or unfair or anything else. It's not going to feel very good, but it's a perfectly legitimate thing for him to want to do. And so this is practice on a minor issue for the major issue, because you're going to have to do the same kinds of things. So, okay, under what circumstances, how are we going to do visitation with me? And so this is the beginning. The two of you are going to learn. He's going to teach you how to be better at negotiation. And that's great. You're going to teach him how to be a little more sensitive about negotiation, which is going to be to his benefit. And the two of you are going to have a much easier adolescence with him than you would have had this not occurred.
Right. Definitely. So if there's no, you want to act like an 18-year-old, well, we'll start treating you like one. You can get a job. You can do this. You can do that.
Well, because he's not acting like an 18-year-old. He's acting like a 14-year-old who really wants to do something, and he feels that you're treating him like a 7-year-old. So there are better ways for him to do it, but he didn't do a bad job on it. And you get to help him.
He didn't.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling, because I sat there. He says, well, what are you thinking right now, Mom? I said, I'm really not sure how to respond. I said, you did a nice job. I did. I told him, you know.
Well, good. And I think that you get complete credit for not sort of doing either your rollover and play dead routine, which was going to feel pretty terrible for you, or the, you know, I'm your mom, you'll do exactly as I say routine, which is not going to feel good either.
Right. No, so, it never works.
Yeah, good. So good on you.
Super. Well, thank you so very much.
All right, you're welcome. And so go and have a talk with him today, because he is going to figure that you're mad at him, and you're going to point out that you're not, that he's really done a nice job of this. Then you're going to get the transportation done first, then explain to him different ways he could have approached this. And you don't even have to talk about that, you know, at some point you're going to want to go live with your dad, because that'll come up soon enough. I mean, but you're going to be prepared for it, so when it comes, you're not going to panic.
Right on.
All righty.
Good and ready. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. All right, 855-993-7569. For those of you who are just joining us and trying to figure out what I could possibly be talking about with feathers in your eyebrows, I just made it up, so you don't have to worry about, oh my goodness, how did I miss that show? Just using the metaphor of design, runway designers, having just seen two of them at the Tribeca stuff, of the fact that designers will present out their ideas, with the idea being they're trying to change your perspective and your expectations and your sense of what's going to look right. And they do it by exaggeration. They don't expect you to buy those clothes or to wear those clothes, but just they'll take an extreme position so that you can find the middle ground. And to a certain extent, all of us take extreme positions when we're going from one point of view to another, because finding that middle ground takes some practice and takes some sense of perspective, for lack of a better term, and it's never more evident than when we're dealing with our kids. So the idea being that be aware that you've got feathers in your eyebrows. That was the metaphor I used for the fact that I think they actually didn't, there were a lot of feathers this year. I don't think they were actually in eyebrows. I wanted to make an extreme statement, too. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
1-855-99-DR-JOY.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-375-69. This is the 45th anniversary of World Day, and we were talking about it. One of my respondents was saying that she thought that we should stop killing animals. And I said, well, at least, and look, I don't eat meat, so it's not that I'm arguing with that, but I'm saying if you really want to talk about slaughter of animals in a completely stupid way, it's slaughtering of pets, of dogs and cats that are abandoned. which means all of us should be going to shelters to get our animals. And this seems like an appropriate kind of response to talk about. Did we put this up on Facebook, Manny, the puppy eyes, what your dog say about evolution? There's a very cute picture of a puppy dog here that will sort of, the idea being that, you know, if you look at your puppy dog's little, my mother does puppy dog, right? She turns her head to the side and looks at you. All right, the idea is that this is supposedly an oxytocin feedback loop. Oxytocin being famous for nursing moms and babies that presumably improves the bonding capacity so that you could read cues more easily when you lock eyes. Scientists think that this is one of the evolutionary turns that drew modern domesticated dogs away from their wild wolf ancestors. So how come it didn't happen with elephants? I don't know. It's really hard to paper train an elephant, I guess. It's not the moral molecule that some people have said it is, but it's important. They said it has something to do with, as I mentioned, bonding between moms and babies. It causes virgin female mice to respond to the cries of unrelated young the way a mother would, suggesting that it makes us recognize a stimuli that might otherwise be ignored. The virtue incarnate is more an all-purpose social molecule. It probably acts as a spotlight that draws our attention to social cues. We then react differently depending on our temperament or whether those social cues are positive or threatening. It turns out that dogs and humans may benefit from the chemical in a similar way. Dog owners and their dogs had a higher level of oxytocin in their urine after sustaining eye contact with each other. Wolves that were raised as pets didn't show the same boost when interacting with their owners. The study, which is interesting, that there are some people, there was a documentary about a woman in the West who, I think in Wyoming, who was trying to bring wolves back, because wolves have a PR problem, that they, you know, the Wicked Witch, or that wolves are viewed as predators when they're really not particularly. They're very evolved animals. Exposure to oxytocin spray before interactions with humans led to more eye contact from dogs and higher oxytocin levels in the human gazing back at them. But this only was true for female dogs, and nobody knows exactly why. Dogs are known to respond to pointing in ways that wolves do not. Understanding the gesture is a cue from humans and following it accordingly. It could be that they've developed the ability to gain meaning, practical and emotional, from eye contact. For humans, that tells you why males don't and females do. We know that eye contact with males is aggressive. Making eye contact is a valuable social tool, one that promotes bonding between parent and child. Well, it depends on the sex of the parent and the sex of the child. Puppies are using this mechanism as a shortcut to our hearts. A little anthropomorphic there, but interesting notion. But the origin of the function of oxytocin is breastfeeding and nurturing. However, we demonstrated that a non-reproductive relationship, a human and a dog, share the same positive loop. Who knew? This feedback loop explains the warm feelings humans have toward their dogs and the animal's ability to relieve stress. That's an interesting notion. Maybe we should all be taking oxytocin. Don't do it. I'm kidding. Some dog ancestors were able to interact with humans by way of eye gaze, something not many cross-species pairs can manage, and over time we selected ones that were able to bond with us in this way. Well, certainly an animal that was going to make eye contact with you is not going to attack you, you know, as opposed to eyeing your jugular or your kidney. Although there's a great story. I was trying to decide whether there's a new story out that says that dogs can actually detect prostatic cancer by smell, which explains why dogs are always sniffing your crotch, right? Manny said not to talk about that. So I won't.
I didn't say not to talk about that.
You giggled. You said maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah,
that's true. I put it on Manny.
Yeah, you said you probably shouldn't, and I just kind of concurred.
Yeah. So see,
don't put that all on.
You said not to talk about it, so I didn't. All right. And dogs cleverly and unknowingly utilize a natural system meant for bonding a parent and or his child. Humans also are unique in eye gazing with other species, namely dogs, which suggests that both humans and dogs co-evolved during this process, and both of them can obtain the advantage of this bonding. Well, yeah, I mean, dogs presumably are good companions, they're good stress relievers. Presumably they were also good guardians, right? That a dog walking with you presumably would discourage other kinds of animals from attacking you, right? So you would feel safe. So, I mean, I think it's an incomplete study that uses a little more anthropomorphism than I would like, a little bit more assuming of taking animals and attributing human motivations to them. So, and we missed yesterday being National Chocolate Covered Cashew Day. How did we miss that? I don't know.
I don't know. You're the chocolate lover.
I know. Well, you can see my attention on chocolate isn't nearly as strong.
That doesn't apply to me because I'm allergic to cashews. So
that's all right. I'll take all your chocolate covered cashews. You just send them right along. There you go. All right. This was a story that seems somehow a good story for today because it's Earth Day. New battery imaging method may create a better future for renewable energy because you can store portable electronics to electric microgrids. Visualize and study the reactions in lithium-ion rechargeable batteries containing a new type of material called iron fluoride. It has the potential to triple the amount of energy a conventional lithium-ion battery can store. And they're saying that we don't actually know its real potential. Researchers weren't able to understand what was happening to iron fluoride during battery reactions since the battery components got in the way of the image. Now, though, a new technique has allowed scientists a better look, which may allow them to develop better batteries. See? Earth Day.
Yeah.
Working together to perform experiments with the transmission X-ray microscope, they collected chemical maps from actual coin cell batteries filled with iron fluoride during battery cycling in order to determine how well they performed. By examining the transformation, scientists have now determined what may cause a few of the problems in the batteries. It has caused them to not recharge very well. Iron fluoride battery materials don't discharge as much energy as they take in, reducing energy efficiency. So you can track the reactions with far more accuracy. So we may be able to have batteries that last a lot longer, which would be a very good thing, which seems like a completely good idea on Earth Day. Right? 855-99-375-69 is part of your contribution to Earth Day. If you'd like to reduce stress on the planet, give me a call. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.